mentioned the Cooperative Research Centre. What we are is one of about 67 centres that were set up under the CRC scheme. If you remember the 1990-91 election, it was what Prime Minister Hawke then called the Clever Country Initiative. And the idea is to get the brightest and most enthusiastic and highest quality researchers and teachers from universities, from government laboratories, and importantly, from the private sector. And a very unusual characteristic of this scheme is that most of the resources for it come from the participants. Only a third of the resources come from the Commonwealth, and two-thirds come from the participants. And that's the key, I think, to what we've been able to do and get set up in such a short time. And by the way, our launch schedule is on track at the moment for November of next year. And that's important to us because our satellite was conceived of as a celebration or a demonstration of Australian technical capability at the time of our centenary, which starts in January the 1st, 2001. And my last overhead here is just to show something about a very important point. Space doesn't have to involve $100 billion programs and space stations and humans in space. They're marvellous things and they're very inspiring and we learn a lot from them, but there are other ways. And in particular, if we want to encourage employment opportunities and want to encourage commerce, we've really got to think about $2 and $10 million space projects, not $100 million or $1 billion space projects. Because otherwise you're not going to get the small and medium enterprises who are really the driving forces of economic change at the moment. They simply can't afford to get involved at those prices. Our project, our seven-year research and development program, all told, is about $56 million Australian dollars, of which two-thirds is being provided by the participants, including four private companies, soon to become five. The total cost of the FedSat project is about $11 million American dollars, or around about $15 million Australia. So I'll just leave you with that message. It doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Governments and private sector clients can buy space services by the yard. They don't have to have a 20 or 30 year program or commitment to be able to get something, a service that they need, or a practical application in space.